Another day goes by, and I don't understand or know the reasons why. I'm looking for a change in life, but another day goes by. It's too late. I wish it was tomorrow, though I think I'd say, you know, I think it feels just like yesterday.
gebauten Akten des 30-jährigen Rückschlags der Metzgermeister.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Microphones?
Check.
Flicker liquors? Present and accounted. How about the props?
They're mad.
Celebrities? They're dead. Broadcasting?
Streaming.
Let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Las Vegas, this is the ultimate in internet radio.
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
Let's now join our hosts, Rod Balls
and Trencher.
Holy shit, they think we sold out already. We haven't even done anything, and they think we have sold the fuck out already. How's that? A little bit better. Better than that metal all the time, right? Yeah. I don't know. I think they've done it every once in a blue moon. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to D. I was going to say the triumphant return. What's that? Oh yeah, destroy the mics or Well, we've only been off for like 2 months, so you know, fucking it up is a little bit expected. I'm excited, dude. Oh, there he gets it right. Hi. I just said there you got it right. I was encouraged. Yay, Claude! Everybody, it's going to be interesting for us. That camera? No. Well, here, why don't I do this? No, don't fuck with those. It's nice. It's nice. My arm's getting tired. Let's get back to that one. All right. Nope, that's me. Ha! There we go. So, yeah, you can watch you pick your nose and do stupid shit now. So. Okay. So, where do we start? I mean, because we've been off for about a month and a half. By the way, Claude sounds like a dial-in. And iTunes and laptop on Vert. Let's give it a little more mic, but let's step back away from these mics a little. How's that? I look like I should be sounding pretty good. As a matter of fact, everybody in the chat room, introduce yourselves. Say hi or whatever, because the gentleman who's logged in as the op. Because he's an op. So, yeah, well, you know. Say hi to him. All right. First off, before we go any further, let me say we're not fucking sellouts because you have to pay the ads to pay the bills. And in case you haven't really noticed by the exciting and dynamic camera angles, we're in a studio. Yeah, like if we all of a sudden said, oh my, these Snickers candy bars are the tastiest things yet. Well, you know, no, that's fucking sellout. We didn't do anything wrong. Getting used to the mics. This is awesome. So let's start off. Diggs reminds us, it's a radio show, not TV. It reminds them because they're like, 20-second delay. What's that? Yeah, regretfully I have. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, that's awful. That's awful. That's funny. See, now to me, that's ultimate sellout. I mean, that's just heinous. Totally. All right, so we covered that. We covered the chat rooms back. We have a webcam, so let's also say right now, I know we're nowhere near ready for it, but we can do it. Let's give out the phone number. If you want to... The fuck? Reverend Hammer hasn't been mailed his damn toy. He hasn't gotten his official clicker licker, so I don't think we're good grounds to give out prizes. As soon as I mail it. God, as you know, it's been half a year. I don't remember. Half a year. All right. Yeah, because I really don't go to the post office if I can help it. Where were we going with this? Well, no, I was going to give out the number. It, you know, we can see whether they call them, whether or not we just want to ignore them. It's a beauty of this thing. we could... Hey, does the Clark County have, like, a number? We, like, Clark County Jail we can give out? I don't know. No, we can give them. Call us at the studio. Give out the Clark County Detention Center number. 9-Volt doesn't have his either, and he's been out here. So I am. Anyhow. Well, you know, I mean, the show folded. Clicker, what are they gonna... Well, you know, we folded 2 months ago. I don't know. It kind of was with your schedule. Tell us now what had happened between then and now. Keep it short. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Okay. Right. I did. And you did. And then 2.5 months later, we were able to return very triumphantly. I can hear you just fine. Yes. Yeah. Yes, you did. So anyhow. Step back from the mic. I think that may be you're overdriving the mic by kissing it. I don't know. Maybe I was wrong. I think I was wrong. Anyhow, so we left, we went away, and I know we lied to every single one of our listeners out there. We said, hey, okay, you know, if Spankwagon comes back, it'll be a limited thing, and maybe just through lazy code. Well, all of a sudden, I decided to get brave. Now, I've been listening to... Yes, it does. We'll get to that in a minute. Who the fuck is calling? Yeah, I know how to operate the phones. Here, let's kill this. Bring up this. Spankwagon Radio. Would you like this for carryout or delivery? Hello. No, carryout or delivery. Well, I answered, but no one's there. We'll figure that out later. I wouldn't want to talk to me either. Anyhow, I'm sure it was Diggs going, you fucktards, what did you do? Or maybe he's going to himself, what the fuck did I do? Anyhow, as I was saying, I decided about, what, a month and a half ago now, to just quit being behind. See, I've known about LV Rocks, and I think I've talked about it on previous shows, talking about internet broadcasting and stuff like that. And I decided to start listening and then just jump in the chat room. It was actually during another show that they broadcast here about wrestling. So what I did is I hopped in the chat room and was just sitting there talking and listening and doing so on and so forth. And then I started, I noticed that Diggs had op status. I'm like, oh, this must be the guy that runs it. So I just started talking to him. I guess he doesn't know how to operate the phones after all. I guess I don't, Diggs. I thought I had it up on here and I thought I had it up on there, but I didn't have anything up. What? Yes, you did. Yes. We'll get to it. It wasn't me. Oh, God. I wonder who paid for him. It wasn't him. It wasn't. Yes, Smack's here. I told you, man. Anyhow, as I was saying, we decided after a while of talking to him, I didn't say we, I should say I, just kind of talked to him, and he listened to one of our shows, actually our last show, which is on an odd show as it was, especially with the Motorola sprinkler phone. Yeah. So that was a little odd, but hey, he liked it, and quite some time later, we are here. So for everybody who thought we were truly done and, you know, was very saddened to see us go, well, haha, fuck you, we're back. No comment. Why do you keep... What? Wiggle your mouse. I know you haven't been here as much as I have. Oh. Hey, he asked me a stupid question. Is the premixer powered on? Oops. I was worried about getting everything else set up, you know? You're the man who watches, makes sure we have an image, and makes sure that we have chat going on, because you're the chat man. It wasn't on. Oops. Do better job. Us. Yep. Like, died a couple weeks ago now. A week and a half. Mm-hmm. No one knows how he passed away. He just passed away. My boss passed away. It shocked the hell out of everybody, and today was the funeral. Actually, it was out in Boulder City, because he was in Air Force. He was in the Air Force. I don't know what rank or anything like that, but he got a proper military funeral. Was he? Ah, okay. About 12. Wouldn't take him off at a funeral. A military funeral. You know what that polo said on it? Yes, it had a McDonald's emblem on this bright red polo for a kid. Dude, that's... You know, I've always said that marketing... You want to talk about sellout, there you go. If you're walking around wearing McDonald's insignia shirts... Cheeseburger fuck. Well, wearing red, wearing the shorts... he was a kid who had his hat and sunglasses on almost the entire funeral until his mom finally made him take it off. Mm-hmm. Which one? Is that me? Is that me? No. Let's see. Should give it to the 20 count. And I ain't using, you know, I'm not going to do anything for my shoes. Anywho, I'm going to hold my fucking foot up to the camera. Fall over like a big fucking drunk. Is dead. Yep. He was cremated. Okay. Literally. God, he did. He was an ass. All right. Goodbye, Walter. Who, you were the first. You and Thomas. You and Yes Man were the first. Yeah. Photo op. You're at a goddamn funeral. You don't do photo ops at funerals. Okay, 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 okay. You almost fell in my into my boss's grave. Nice. Yeah. You know, hold on. I've been noticing, I've been staring over your shoulder at the chat room, and I think that we got to change that configuration around a little. I'm noticing that all my friends and the listeners in the past are bitching about little things, the advertisements, the chat. You know what, guys? It's great to have you back. Thank you. I miss you guys. It's great to have you back. It's great to be back. I mean, you and I have been just stoked about this day. So, where else? So, yeah, you almost fell in a fucking... That's hilarious. That's... That, you would, it was a wood urn. Yeah, you would have broke it straight open. Yep. I know. It was very weird. So why don't we do this? There's like three or four people taking photos. Yeah. The little bastard in the polo. You know what? That was just fucking weird. That was one of the weirder things I've ever seen at a funeral, ever had happen at a funeral. All right. Why don't we, now that we have this working, why don't we give that out? Give the top number for everybody out of town, and anybody in town gets the bottom number. And we'll see if we can get this shit to work. I think we only used it once, so you know. 383-8120. Because if you don't, and we find out. Yeah, really. Anywho. So I wonder who that was earlier. If that wasn't Diggs, and obviously no one I know. How does Smack know the number? Enemies! Ah! Maybe he does. I don't know. I've never talked to Smack about it. Maybe they've started listening to others. I know that it really, really pleased the fuck out of me today when I woke up this morning. And yes, sir. Let's hope. Spankwagon Radio, would you like this for carryout or delivery? Unbelievable. I don't get this. Yeah. I'm assuming. This is embarrassing. We'll figure this one out by next week. I don't know. I had it going. We did it. We did our little test show, which can be downloaded from the archive. I'm a retard. Only thing I can say is I'm a fucking retard. Don't look at me like that. I already know I'm a retard. Okay, fine. What's that? The Tard Fund. Thank you. Spankwiggins Tard Fund. Yeah, maybe I've got the PepCat has occurred. Problem exists. What is it? Right here. This is the problem right here. Right here is the problem. Right fucking here. Smack says my belief in Trench is faltering. If anybody ever did follow me around and believe in me, they were fucked to begin with. That's all I gotta say. Isn't that scary? I mean, you know, so far the wife's about 5 months pregnant, and the thing's starting to move. So every time the thing... I don't know if it's a boy or girl. I think I need to know. Trust me, I just feel I need to know. Why? Give me a reason why I should not. Why shouldn't anybody not know the sex of their child? Oh, bullshit. If it wasn't God's will, why did he make someone smart enough to figure out how to do the ultrasound? Oh, yeah. A window. And fun for what? That's an idea. Good point. I don't know where the phone is. Oh, there it is. I found the phone. Didn't really find much of it, though. That's pretty funny. Just snicker. I swear to God, we'll get this shit figured out. They changed something because I thought we had to hit... Oh, God, I'm so stupid. We should have asked... Shut up. It's an excuse, damn it. It's a bad excuse. See, I can hear it. Barely. How come it's not labeled on the phone? Oh, listen. If this has been a test. You know what? But I left. Yeah, you say hello.
Once, twice, three times a meeting.
Okay. More. You're on the air.
Come on, you're on the air.
I'm on the air? Are you sure?
Shit, we got call waiting. What the hell?
Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Is this Bank Wagon?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, actually, works fine now. I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Stay on the radio. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm up on me, you fuck.
Well, that just fucking happens.
No, not me.
I guess I did.
Captain Crunch here.
Beat him in the back of the head for me.
Oh, great. It's a request.
Dude, he's not from Arkansas, so we can't circumcise him.
Hey, now.
You know, that'd be funny if
fuck
I
you. If I could...
I can still be circumcised.
What? Anyhow. Gotta go.
Time to go.
Speak like a radio. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. Is it actually working?
It's... Oh!
Yes, it is.
It was.
What's up, guys?
What's up? Caller, who's this?
It's Smack, bitches. What you doing?
Talking to you.
Dude, I gotta tell you, I love the new camera. Digging the new setup.
Thank you.
It's good to have Spank Wagon back on the air.
Yes, it's great.
We all know there was a distinct lack of car chat and talking about taking it in the pipe out on the internet, I gotta tell you.
Oh, look, Smack has basically just gone ahead and christened our stream.
I christened the stream?
No, that comes next time when I'm so drunk, Trench has to drag me out and let me vomit in the street for another hour and a half.
Did I tell you about that?
No, you didn't.
Smack, how are you feeling?
How are pictures?
Yeah, we took pictures and we got to maybe get those up on the wagon. If anybody who knows Smack, he's been on the show in the past, last weekend he got so fucking drunk. What was the name of the drink?
Oh, we call it a Donnie.
Okay, what's in the drink?
Two shots of vanilla vodka and a dash of cranberry juice, preferably cran raspberry.
Okay,
and
now
a little bit of lime juice.
Let me interrupt you.
Yeah,
now you
got
to remember, you have to remember, it's Smack mixing the drinks, so any measurements are gone. So it's alcohol flavor, alcohol flavor.
There are cooking books that don't actually say tablespoon or quarter teaspoon; they actually just say pinch or dash.
Pinch or dash, yeah. Exactly. So.
Yeah, what is this, Queer Eye for the Internet guy? Come on, guys. I was drunk, and there are pictures of it.
Yes, there is.
How long did we think of that reference, and how we could work it in?
Oh, just seriously, it came right off the top of the head. It's not like, you know, other shows, Jim Rome, where people actually write their takes down and, you know, practice
and
them.
And practice them.
So yeah, definitely. It was apparently I owe Trench a great debt of thanks, and one of our other friends, Ken, was more than willing to let me go out like Hendrix and just choke on my vomit in the bath.
Yeah, and laid him down face first on the bathroom floor and just let him sleep there the entire night.
I would actually have to take a photo of that.
There is photos.
There are photos.
Once I get a hold of
them,
I'll throw them up on the wagon.
The only photos I've ever seen on Tribal War.
Let's not get there.
Photos of me with the blue and the green hair. Those aren't my best, but I love giving those guys fodder because it gives them something to do.
There you go. All right, Smack, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you later.
Have fun, guys.
Thank you. Yay! Yeah. Oh, yeah, double fucking click, all right? Even Diggs said in there, you got to tweak it. So fuck you. Fuck you. Oh, yes. Well, why don't we go ahead, take a quick break, and come back with show. Why don't we take a quick break, come back with show, and, sounds like a plan? Can be accommodated? All right. Or at least some music. What are they listening to, Claude? Kiss ass.
There's a party in the house and we'll be rocking tonight. So bring your body with you, baby, that will make you feel right. It's a freaky celebration of a natural kind. And the pleasure you'll experience will blow your mind. There's a freaking in the house tonight. Move your body from left to right. To all you freaks, don't stop the rock. That's freaking the freaking and you know what I'm. Everybody will be dancing to the beat on the floor. You will encounter situations never thought of before. Satisfaction guaranteed, if you know what I mean. And when you walk into that door, it's such a freaky scene.
Move your body from left to right. So all you freaks, don't stop the rock. A freak, that's fine.
like that a lot. Do you like that? I like that. Will you quit doing that? We're on the air. Claude. On the air, buddy. No. All right. Where are we going from here? I forgot what it's like to do a show. And you're typing. Shut up. You know you're bitching just as bad as everyone else. Should we start covering with the stupid shit that's happened since we've been gone? Including Claude's patronizing, which has been down to an all-time minimum, thankfully. No, actually, pulled this one up. Here's a good one. Dude, we had a couple dead celebrities. One I can remember, one I can't. Not that that helps. What'd you just do? Oh, great. Hey, the next time you're in an airport down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, make sure you watch out for those idiots, the Polyponic Spree. Which they do. But one of the members, a gentleman by the name of Brian Teasley, he gets on the plane, he promises he'll slip his custom-made microphone somewhere else. The custom-made microphone happened to shut down 5 of the gates at the DFW airport, and it's very interesting as to why. Guess what that fucking microphone that was custom-made looked like? No, it's not what they identified it as, what it actually looked like. The wires and threading caps. Does that give you a hint? It looked like fucking dynamite. The motherfucker had a microphone that looked like goddamn dynamite, and he goes into the airport. That's fucking brave. And stupid! Okay. All right. How do you have a landmine in a bag? I'll get those TSA agents. Shaboom. Landmine. Landmine in a bag. That is great, actually. No shit. Let's ask Rev about that. Tell us how did that hurricane work out there? What happened to you? That's kind of what I'm wondering. See, I thought more were dead. Okay. Why? Uh-oh. Uh-huh. In the garage. You know, I thought we had enough of that with the person out here who put the generator in the garage because they're too proud to pay their electric bill or something like that. So what do? They leave their fucking generator in the garage and it just fucking CO2s them to death. Get the chat window up. All right, yeah, that's swell. So, Rev, if you want to give us a call, the toll-free 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Because I know you're in Florida, so you're definitely not here in Vegas. So tell us how it went. All right, what else has been happening here? Because like we're all quiet. Really?
Killer, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, and you are now on the air.
I like my intro
Hello,
better.
Hello, guys. Good to have you back. This is the Reverend Hammer.
Hello, Rev.
Well, yes, I, Happy Coon, the other housemates. We looked through Hurricane Charlie. Thankfully, we didn't get to see the brunt of it, as they were predicting was going to happen,
mm-hmm.
which pretty much led a lot of the area into chaos for a few days and then ended up being all for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get to actually work in one of the areas that was hardest hit, and that was over in Arcadia. And it was really amazing to see, you know, how much destruction had happened and how many lives were affected
right.
by the whole thing. Just they're still trying to get, you know, basic services out to a lot of these places. They got some turned on today in some of the lesser hit areas, but I know there's a lot of people whose lives are going to be affected.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, possibly for years, because they're seeing a lot of businesses maybe closed just because they were outright destroyed.
Jesus.
So
how bad was it, like, in your direct area?
Where I was at, honestly, all we got was just maybe some 30-mile-per-hour winds and a bit of rain.
Okay, so you've stayed pretty much just average.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing big.
Yeah, which was a good thing, because in all honesty, I don't think we were as prepared as we should have been if it had come up into the Tampa Bay area.
Right.
So, the thing is, if it had come up through there, up through the bay like they were predicting, there probably would have been a lot more damage done than what was even done down south.
Okay.
Because Tampa Damn. Bay is pretty much like all sea level.
Right. So everything pretty much would be just underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I see. And they were predicting a lot of damage with the Category 2, considering they got up to a Category 4.
Yeah. And they were shitting bricks.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the input. Thanks for the information there, Rev.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening in.
Oh, yeah. But like I said, man, it's good to have you guys back and on the air and making my life a little more entertaining.
Well done. All right, dude.
See you guys later.
Later.
Bye.
Reverend Hammer, we apologize if you didn't hear too much of that. We're still trying to tweak out the phone lines to make sure that it's not just me. you know. Well, the thing is, well, yeah, we'd have a basketball team that could play. Thank you. I'll be here all week, or at least till next week. Tip your waitresses. I'm just waiting, dude. I don't know. You're just all of a sudden dived right into that wonderful chat. Uh-huh. All right. Well, here's the thing. You know, people who live in flood areas, you should be pretty much well known. It should be well known that, one, it's going to flood, you're going to be fucked. You may want to move the next time the government pays you, because they may not pay you again. Florida, you got to think they would think along those same lines. I mean, they live in a place that they know is going to get a hurricane about once a year that's going to hit landfall maybe. Maybe not as often. Maybe once every other year. And they still choose to live there. That's a given. Well, that's usually coming from Cuba to Florida. So I guess that's really no difference. I mean, if you fill Florida with all the Cubans, then pretty much you're not really changing much. But, yeah, okay. I don't know. Why is Florida then considered retirement? I mean, are the old folks going down to that part of Florida that can get the heat? Yes, but if they still got to worry about hurricanes and stuff. I mean, come on. You know you've seen that episode of Golden Girls. But if the old people have to watch out for, you know, all that shit... That's not a smart place to move them. I mean, I'm sorry. Move them out here in Nevada, you know. Move them out. I'm just saying. Don't put them somewhere where they're always going to be in constant danger of some natural disaster. At least tornadoes are fucking random, okay? Tornadoes are very random. Oh, come on. You know if you live in a certain belt, you're... Well, okay, maybe I am talking myself into a hole on that one. Because if you live in a certain belt, a tornado's going to hit you either way. So maybe I'm wrong. Fuck me. Yeah, fuck you. As you go to fucking FARC. A lot of interesting news. Just go to FARC.com and read. You really did your... Why is it you had 2.5 months off and you didn't even do a lick of fucking homework? You didn't do shit. What did you do? Dude, we can't talk about that till later. Fuck you, cooking and drinking. You had Christmas gifts, you opened them up for Thanksgiving, rewrapped them yourself in toilet paper, and surprised yourself all over again for Christmas, didn't you? Great. A lot of people didn't even realize the Olympics were on. No, I'm not shitting you. Like, I was reading in some message boards, people were like, they're on? Yeah. Everything NBC has been taken over. I mean, CNBC, Bravo, MSNBC, everything NBC has been taken over. No, you don't. Or when it's going to drag on, like you're watching like the men's all-around pole vault champion riders. I don't know. And it's like 3 hours of them going, and this is Bob. Bob has a interesting, colorful history as he was impaled with the pole vault from the S straight through to the collarbone when he was 12. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I can do the whistle. But no, I mean, I'm just saying the fact that, you know, it's boring. It's boring as shit.
Get the cams up. Get your chat up.
Mm-hmm. Mhm. Yeah, I know. Well, I think someone said in another message board that it's like the Greeks must be inherently lazy. Actually, I think that was one of the LV Rocks message boards to give a plug. But it was talking about how they didn't plan shit. And if you look at the seats, like there's no one there. If you look, and there's all these great events, and like no one's watching them. Mhm. Dude, everyone was watching them. Yes. Dude, a euro is almost equivalent to a dollar. Euro's actually stronger than a dollar. They were making mad fucking bank. That's amazing. That's ooh. Here's, well, of course, man. Everything there is fly by night. I mean, when I was down in that part of the world, you know, everything there is super fly by night. Here's a funny thing, though, and I don't know. Did you watch the opening ceremonies? Anybody in the chat room, if you watch the opening ceremonies, maybe you can remember the thing. But if you remember the Olympic torch and how it worked, if you can imagine taking a pencil and holding it 3/4 of the way down, holding it vertical. And what had happened is when the runners then ran up to the torch, right? You're really imagining this one. So when the torch then got the runner with the torch ran up to the actual Olympic flame and all that good stuff. They ran up to it, and it started lowering. Now, what it looked like from straight on, if you looked head on, it looked like a really neat little artistic, you know, kind of new wave art type deal. But anyhow, from its side, it started going down, and then I realized what it looked like, and I started chuckling, and the wife was like, what? And I go, what does that Olympic torch look like to you? Keep in mind, it's pivoting down from that pivot point 3/4 of the way, you know, to the bottom. Pivots down, and are you ready for this? The body of the Olympic torch was about like a 40-foot long white, and the tip of the Olympic torch was about a gold or a bronze color. It looked like a giant cigarette from the side. And then they lit it, and it started flaming like a giant cigarette. So the Olympic torch is a fucking Marlboro on a crane, pretty much. I thought it was funny. I thought it was hilarious. If anybody can find photos of that, take a look. The Olympic torch looks like a goddamn Marlboro. Really? That's true. So remember, this is the home of the Olympics. This is the birthplace of the Olympics. And they fucked it up because, you know what? That's apathy right there. Oh, we'll get to it. Oh, we'll get to it. That's fucking apathy. I don't know. Probably a lot of money. I'm going to bet a lot of money has to become an IOC member. Okay. Hmm. Really? Jesus. There's something that begs to be abused. That's right. He was taking kickbacks when they set up the Winter Olympics up in Salt Lake. Nice. The Mormon Olympics. Look at Brother Jebediah. Yeah. Uh-oh. Open my mouth. What? Okay, I know what regular bukkake is. We've talked about this on 5 gallons of Spank, but what, okay, you found more bukkake porn, but what is oyster bukkake? How the fuck did we topic change like this? Oh. You researched porn? Oh, Jesus. Turn down your music in the background. Let's see if we can get it up on there. What are they going to hear? Well, let's find out what they're going to hear. Oyster bukkake. Yes, sir.
Grind on it. Yes.
Are you sure you got the right file? Okay, go. You have to force forward a few fucking... Wait a minute.
Yeah, damn it. Yes. Yeah, come here. Yes.
What the fuck is he doing? What the fuck? Okay. Nice way to put me on the spot. Okay. Oh, shit. That's nice. Thank you for putting on. Why don't you just tell him? Okay, it's an internal mic shot. Oh, my God. So it's like ATM porn. I'm watching. I can see. Don't fucking turn it. I can see.
Yes.
Yes. Into an oyster shell.
Yes.
Yes. Fucking oyster.
Yes. Yes.
She's eating the raw oyster covered in bukkake. Where the fuck do you find this? Where the hell do you find this? Don't fucking pimp their site. They don't need to have their site pimped. Great. Okay, fucking making them eat an oyster though? What the hell? Yes. That's just foul. I mean, the first part, I'll tell you, the thing that gags me the most is, first off, I can't fucking eat oysters. Oysters are fucking sick. And then she's eating cum oysters, basically. She's fucking eating a shaved clam, you know? Uh-huh. Oh, jeez. It's like a 5-step process. How you gonna make dinner? Well, it's gonna be about 5 steps. First step, find a man. Jesus. I guess you have to kick it up a notch, huh? Put some music back on. God, we don't need no more bukkake fucking porn. Or oyster bukkake porn. That's just nuts. Five ounces of Spank. That would be. Getting the bucket poured over her. I don't think I like that. Something about that's very disturbing. Something about that's very disturbing. I don't know. Anyhow, why don't we go ahead and take a break? 2 minutes. Yeah, it's been like half an hour. A few seconds.
It was you and me forever. This was a dream come true.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You are listening to... Oh. It's kind of nice that I actually went out and got off my cheap ass and bought a domain.
Yeah, very thoughtful of you.
Very thoughtful of me. All right, real quick before we dump into our next segment, if you really want to, now would be the good time to join the chat. You can join the chat by going to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam chat link. You can see our fat asses and chat with us too. Yeah, you're the fat one, Baldy. Should we show them that bald spot the camera picked up? You're bald. So join in there for Mad Props, which will be coming up next. But first, it's that time, folks. You've waited 2.5 months for this to happen. Gotta give him a little bit of, you know, gotta give him a little something of the music. You're tapping to get my attention. Jesus Christ. Oh, like you do on the web pages. What an interesting thing. This week's dead celebrity is the French chef, Julia Childs. Julia Childs died in her sleep early Friday morning in her California home, just 2 days shy of her 92nd birthday, hence she was 91. Now, this is interesting. Someone said that she was in an assisted living home. So I wonder if that was the assisted living home or her regular home. God, this music kills me. This kills me. Anywho. With her distinctive voice and easygoing style, Julia Child introduced the country to French cooking, becoming a star at the age of 50. Child began her television career at Boston Public Television Station, WGBH. Fine makers of everything fucking public TV. You never notice that? Anywho. Yeah. When she appeared for an interview with a whisk, an omelet pan, and 2 eggs in hand, she proceeded to whip up an omelet during her interview. Shortly thereafter, 1963 was her debut as the French Chef. Julia Childs, 91 years old, this week's... Well, this isn't really a dead celebrity, but this is just an odd thought. Do you want it for this? Who died? We covered that on the demo show. Yes. Okay. Bitch. I saw an episode of, like, she was not cooking. Someone else had to do all the cooking for her. I mean, she was, like, 82 years old and... Hmm. Okay, what? Mm-hmm. Right. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Ow. Uh-huh. Damn. So that's... Damn. Shh. Fuck you. So that's Dead Celebrity of the Week. Julia Child shirts with I'm Dead Bitches written on it. Where'd I put that damn article? Damn it. Here it is. What? Okay. I know we were joking about this earlier today, talking about going to Costco. Oh, no. I'm going to keep playing it. Pretty much at Costco. What do you buy at Costco? You were saying like a gallon of mayonnaise and, you know... Like, you can go, oh, I want a gallon of mayonnaise and I need to get tires for my truck. Exactly, yeah. Oh, well. So, now, here's the thing. Did you know Costco now, in Chicago area, they're testing this out. And this is great. Costco has begun test marketing Coffins. You can go to Costco and get a casket. Two stores have allocated a small area featuring the corners. Just the corners, because a full-on coffin may scare the fuck out of your customers. But just the corners of six models of medium-gauge steel caskets, all priced at $799. Wait a minute, if you're a bulk met person, you don't go to Costco to get caskets. Well, unless you eat a lot of fucking, you know, bad food. Oh, meow. The store does not carry an inventory of carry-off coffins. Darn, that'd be great going out of Costco with a coffin in tow, throwing in the back of the SUV. I'm just preparing for the future, kids. We have 42 rolls of toilet paper. We have one casket. And we also have a 3.5-gallon tub of peanut butter. Yep. Okay. That is nasty. Nice. By the way, just to let everybody know, the caskets are manufactured by Universal Casket Co. I guess that's a great business to be in. I make sure dead people stay down. No, you're dead. You go in the ground. Keep it simple. Third-party suppliers have been around for a while now. Costco is pricing caskets at around $800, but many funeral homes offer caskets for much less than that amount. So, Costco sells caskets, and they're not the cheapest, so, Explain. What would bother you about that carryout? Well, I don't care about the stain. You know, I'm sure you can just rub that out. This thing was defective. Because fucking dead people leak. Reverend goes, we need two male associates to help with coffin carryout. No, we need six male associates to help with coffin carryout.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll work on that. We're new at this again. All right, folks, real quick, your last chance. If you're listening in and we see that you are and you're not in the chat room yet, which we also see that you may not be, get up into the chat room. It's the cam chat link off of spankwagon.net. Because right now, do you have a cue? The ultimate, the only thing most of you have all been waiting for since we left. Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everybody else in the chat room that somehow seems to keep breathing week in, week out without us, we're back. It is now time for us to acknowledge your presence, to acknowledge your existence in our chat room by giving out If for those of you who are brand new to the show and never heard this before, what Mat Props is where, as I said, we acknowledge you by giving you the official sound of Mat Props. Let's show them, Claude. The Clicker Licker Pop. They sound like this. Thank you. So up first, let's give those Mat Props off to everybody in that chat room. As soon as you bring me up the chair so I can see it. Alrighty, folks. He's the one who pays the bills, gives us our chance to have fun with the telephone lines, and is instant messaging us like crazy saying, what the fuck are you guys doing? He goes by the handle of... Dead! Up next in the Mad Props, he's an old-time listener... And first time here, ha! I don't really have much so funny to say because it's been quite a while and I haven't been able to watch chat too thoroughly, but we'll give it out anyway to Airwolf! Moving on to the next person, he's a fan that tuned in after the last show and missed us since. Yes, folks, I'm not going to read the number, but I'll read the name. It's BMC! Coming up, we didn't think he'd come back. Hell, I'm pretty pleased that he did come back. But hey, it's always good to have him here. It's Jizzard! Coming up next in the Mad Props land and also hanging out in the chat room, even though he's working.
Fucking hang up and reboot.
Let's give Mad Props to Ikari! Right on. Hey, he's the man who today is actually recording our stream, so that way we can hear ourselves later and realize, oh, that's the fucking button I should have hit. Let's give mad props to Reverend Emmer! It's kind of like a hey, you guys. He's a drunk bitch, and it's all good, because we like him anyway. His name is Smack! You're so cold. Also, coming up next, he made me very happy today by posting in the LB Rocks message boards going, yippee, when the show was scheduled to come back. Let's give a big mad props to Joe! Did we skip 9 volt? Oh, shit, I'm sorry. This time, 9Volt is in, I want to say Seattle's was his chat name. Okay. He's in Seattle, Washington, home of the world's largest fake congregation of grunge fans. It's 9Volt! And finally, because if we get any more listeners like Big said, we're going to have to think of how to do this a different way. Let's give it up to the man who used to host the show, used to keep us running, but now is now more of a technical advisor and a good friend. Let's give it up to Vecchia One! Mad props. Did I skip tell again? No, did I? I don't think I did. No, I didn't. No, I went to toe. I thought I mentioned how it made me so happy that he fucking posted in the LV Rocks chat forms. Timeout. Great. We have to do a goddamn timeout. You don't do the noise. Don't. The fuck? The cabinet's catching on to me. Did we give him the props or not? What if we... Well, everybody else will get jealous if we give him double props. I don't want to give him double props. Just answer us. Did we give you props already? Oh, well. We'll get to it. So that's... This is just... Well, no one's saying if we did or did not. I knew I did! Fuck. You. We're just happy you guys found us again. That's all I gotta say. You're not on camera. Let me put you on camera. Get that one in the capture. That's gonna be great in the capture. We should just shut it off after that capture. All right. Mad props. A spank wagon staple. It's kind of nice doing that. We haven't done that in a long time. I was worried you were even going to get the clicker lickers fucking here. Because I was like, did you bring me the clicker lickers? No, they're at home. Oh, great. That's going to help me a fucking lot. All right. What else do we got going on? So we got the costume. We got the musician. We got the dead celebrity. Hey, did we talk about the bling bling at Nissan?
No.
We didn't? Oh, man. It's awesome. Okay. If anybody's ever bought a car from Nissan, and they notice that, there's some odd scratches going on. Well, here's what's going on. Jackson, Mississippi plant. About 200 experts from Nissan headquarters in Japan were dispatched to the plant after complaints from customers. Buyers were griping about scratches to paint and blemishes on cars produced at the Canton plant. The engineers watched the workers and saw, get this, jewelry was hanging down and the rings on their hands and the big gold chains on them were hanging down and scratching and marring the fresh paint. bling bling, fucked your Nissan's paint job up. Yes, it does. So employees now have to take off their wedding rings, watches, belt buckles, bracelets before hitting that assembly line. All because of fucking jewelry? Okay, first off, if you're coming out of a paint, I understand that, but aren't you wearing gloves? And why would you wear jewelry in a factory setting? You imagine that wrist bracelet getting caught on the assembly line and, nope, your ass is getting towed way the fuck down the line. Not to mention the audio, you know, the auto welders and fucking shit like that. No, they don't. They shut off only when the line is actually shut down. You know, that's all I gotta say is that it sucks. It's scary and shit, and it's stupid as fuck. So thank God they got them to take off. Plus, if you have a Nissan that had a scratch and the dealership didn't fix it anyway, wouldn't that be kind of odd? I figured the dealerships would have been going fucking berserk getting in scratched cars. No? Why not? Okay. Makes sense. They just want to clear cars out. They don't give a shit. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. All right. Why don't we go ahead and give this announcement one more time? If you want to call in and talk to us, right now it's sort of saying hello and doing something stupid. Give us a call. 1-866-LV-ROCKS if you're anywhere but Vegas. If you're local in Las Vegas, Clark County area, 383-8120 is the number. We'll try to get this phone thing. I said I wasn't going to do it. I'm going to try it one more time. I'm addicted to the phone. What? Great. That's all we need. Hey, monorail in Vegas is killing people. Film at 11. Love our fans. Love our fans. All right. Let's see. Why does Diggs always have to say this is radio? Cam is in, this is bonus and not primary content. Diggs, man, I don't know. We do. We want more pictures. All right. Let's go ahead, and I want to pitch the site a little bit. What's that? God, I'm a cam whore. I got a ring? All right, let's see if this thing fucking works. Let's put you to here. Let's turn you down. Spank Wagon Radio, carry out or delivery.
I've got this large, I guess, piece of infected flesh hanging out of my rectal cavity.
I can't hear him. Smack, I think that's you, dude.
No, it's not me, dude. You there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Ah, no luck. No luck with the phone. Maybe some other time. We'll figure this shit out. I'll make it fucking work. Easy for you to say. I don't know where they're supposed to sit. Telling me to play with the knobs. You realize how dangerous that fucking shit is. Hey, go ahead, turn that crank. Hit that button. This isn't the soundboard we were using 2 months ago. Our little 4-channel? No. I hit one of those fucking knobs. Shit's going to happen, and I just know it. That's all I need is someone else come into the studio and go, what the fuck were they doing last night, those fucking morons? That's all I need. I don't need that. Shut up. Don't fucking be right. Don't fucking be right at all. Yeah, you have a car that's stuck in my garage that ain't going anywhere. Are they calling in again? Okay, we're going to try this one more time. Well, that didn't work. We're going to try this one more time. Honest, I swear to God, we're professionals. All right. We'll figure this out. We'll just figure it out some other day. Other time. Other planet. If you're local, and if you're not, we'll hang up on you anyway. I don't think we're going to answer the phone anymore this evening. Anyhow, why don't we go ahead and tell them the one thing I know does work because I tweaked it and I didn't break it. Let's now tell them, if you want to, guys, check out spankwagon.net. I actually, as I said earlier, we got a domain.
Got it to work.
It looks good. It's got all kinds of stuff you need. It has all the cam and chat. Plus, if you sign up, you know, what I'm working for here, it's a message, not a message board necessarily as so much as it is a article comment system. So it's like Slash or Corrosion or a lot of those other ones out there. And we really want you guys to take it from here. Every week I'm going to take the show and I'm going to run with the show from here. Any news articles that I have are pretty much primary going to be for here, not going to be for you. So what I got to say is it's your site technically. You put up what you want to put up. So that's that. Because arguing on the internet is like running a race with a retard. Or a retard running a race. I just fucked that up, didn't I? I knew it. I'm not hip. So do you got anything you want to add? Because, you know, we've got 45 fucking minutes and it's like... No, oh, you're right. And now that I am going to be a dad, I can't be hip. I can't be cool. No matter what I do, I now collect comic books, and before it was pretty cool, but now it's pretty stupid. Oh, I know. Well, the problem is, what are they going to do when they rediscover techno? Yeah, like, because... You listen to this? Yeah, good point. Anything else you want to cover? Because, I mean, I'm... Well, that's exactly why they have the manual controls in there. What's funny, though, is they've tested that monorail for months and months and months and went super fucking over budget by testing it because they didn't know what they were, you know, they didn't trust the system yet. And now that they trust the system, now it's going to start giving them shit? I'm just saying. I don't think the Las Vegas monorail, it was a good idea. The funding for it's a little questionable. How are we making the money back like we did with that fucking parking ramp downtown? Hey, let's build a parking ramp with taxpayers' money and then go out and charge them $4 to park there an hour. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. In other words, the contractors got charged for all the delays. What's that? Ouch. Which is what I'm doing right now with this fucking phone line. Anyhow. I get hooked up on these things. You know that. Click. 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 True. Akari is saying something about we've made more than the parking garage. I mean, if people... Okay, I know a lot of you guys don't live in Vegas, and I'll tell you what. Vegas is great. We have a great mayor, but we have I've said this before. We have a fucked up political system here. Janet, like, the whole Moncrief thing is just hilarious. All I know is right now she's... The last word I heard or read in one of our newspapers was saying that one of the big casino people from back, like, in the 80s, Bob Stupak, the guy who built the Stratosphere, secretly was one of her big pocket funders. That's nice. Yeah, we are fucked with the FBI. Do you blame them? It's questionable how anybody gets into this fucking office in this town. It is very questionable. Lots of payoffs and all that other bullshit. Anyhow, fuck them. You said fuck the phone, so we're fucking them. Fuck the phone. Stay away from that fucking phone. I'm not going to fucking let you near the phone. Spakewagon. Does that mean I'm the fucking bitch? Oh, well. Thank you, chat room. Then what the fuck am I catching? Rev goes, ew. Rev goes, that's the joy of SWR. You should have listened to more shows before you said yes. Spank Wagon Radio or Should Work Right. Nice. Historic to commercial?
Yeah.
What historic lands do we have left? I think everything historic is a casino. A fucking corner. A fucking corner is historic. A CVS fucking pharmacy is historic. So they're going to make that from historic to fucking commercial. Nice. Uh-huh. Oh my God. See, this is why, if you live out here, pray, you know, because this is why we have horses built next to horse ranches, or houses built next to horse ranches. Fucking horses somewhere in there next to. No fucking clue. That is true. Well, I remember I lived over near Decatur, Sahara. Fairly industrial area, you know, commercial area, Decatur, Sahara. I corrected myself, bitch. Listen, so it's a fairly, you know, commercial area. Fuck the phone. Don't even fucking point to the phone. I can see it ring through my shoulder here. Fuck you. No, the thing is that how do I want to word this? I heard chickens in the morning. I heard fucking chickens in the morning, and I'm living in Decatur, Sahara, and I'm nowhere near the fucking back home in, you know, Iowa, and I'm hearing chickens. And all that good shit. Chickens and roosters. Excuse me. So anyhow, I'm trying to tell the wife, hey, you know, I hear this. She's like, fuck you. No, you don't. You live in Vegas, you moron. No, I'm not losing my mind. So finally, 6 months later, me telling her I hear this in the mornings. We were driving around a corner, like a block off of Decatur and Sahara. Sure enough, what were there? Chickens and roosters. She looked at me and goes, oh, look, chickens and roosters. And I go, oh, they can't be here now, can they? No. She's like, oh, yeah, fuck you. Fuck the phone. Will you quit pointing over my goddamn shoulder? You're just doing this to piss me off because you didn't.
Yeah, you're right. I'm calling.
Yeah. No, I didn't say you were calling, and someone's doing this to piss me off because the fucking phone don't work. But oh, well. What else do I have here? I actually saw chickens and fucking roosters near Decatur and Sahara. I shit you not. And I got woke up by a fucking rooster in the morning. No, they were not free range. Did I ever say they were free range? It would have been funny. I'm just saying, no. It was like this little pin near... Anyhow, you're getting all technical. Oh, my God. I'm just... Will you... Moose thing. They can ring all they want. Anyhow. Cue. All right. No, I knew what a fucking rooster is. I knew what a fucking chicken is. I'm just trying to get my point. I got talking too fast and fucked that up. Raise free range chickens. That is true. Even though they may just be a free range, but it may be a 10 by 10 range. 10 foot by 10 foot range. Very carefully. I don't know how. All right, so what do we want to do? What time do we have here? 7:30 almost. You want to take a really quick break? Final break? Yeah, we don't. We really don't. So we'll be back. You're listening to... I think we're back. That was a little longer break, but that's because we were having technical assistance. So we're going to test it. Let's see. Here, how about that? Us. You can look at us now. They are now entertained. They can look at us. Are you fucking... You're camera whoring for a 20-second refresh. You were going to sit there for 20 fucking seconds and look stupid. Jesus. All right, we're going to try it one last time because we had the technical help. Jesus. All right, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. And if you want to go ahead and give this phone deal a try, one final time, because we know we're going to just fuck it up. It's 1-866-LV-ROCKS if you're outside of Vegas, but if you're in Vegas, 383-8120. So, I think we got... What the hell? Like, all of a sudden, there's giant ass just went in front of the fucking camera. Just ass. What the hell? What comes up after us? Right on. So we're going to try the telephone one final time. Real quick, though, let's... Well, that's because you have to call the boring number if you're local.
No, we need to figure out something else.
You want to make a phone number dynamic?
No, we need to make it figure
out. You would. All right, so right now, if you want to, we're going to try one last time. What's our last article? Our last article that we came up, actually, for those of us who are... phone. Let's give it a try. It is.
I think they hung up.
I think we scared him away.
Relay CA8952. Have you received a relay call before?
Yes, we have. Go ahead.
Yes, we've received a relay call. Go ahead.
Is it two people on the line?
Yes, it is.
I would like to ask if you could play the prison bitch song. Go ahead.
Yes, I do have that in the list here. It will take a couple of minutes to queue up. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
All right, we'll tune that up for the end of the show.
Okay.
And who is this calling?
Caller, identify yourself. Go ahead.
I love that song, I'm in Jail, and it's my theme song. Go ahead.
Well, go ahead, and we will play it. By the way, caller, what's your name? Go ahead.
It's Trencher's brother calling from the jail. Go ahead.
Okay, we'll talk to you when we get home. Go ahead. And goodbye. Is it safe to click the line, you think?
Yeah, it's safe.
All right, we've got someone who called us through relay. I've never heard a relay call on a radio. Someone guessed from a deaf person in jail is my brother? This is confusing. I don't know. I don't think he is in jail. Anywho, we'll queue up prison pitch. Do we have it? Let's go ahead and start it up and we'll play it. Yeah. We have a... I don't remember having request lines. We don't have a post.
They say our love is taboo. That what we're doing is wrong. But I don't care what they say. 'Cause my love is so strong. They tell us we should be ashamed. We're not husband and wife. But I cherish each moment with you. I'm so glad you're in my life. You're my prison bitch, my prison bitch. You're not like other men. I'm glad we share a prison cell when lights go out at 10. I can't escape the way I feel. Now that would be a crime. As long as I am doing you, I don't mind doing time. 'Cause you're my prison bitch, my prison bitch. And I have no regrets. I got you for a candy bar and a pack of cigarettes. At first you were resistant, but now you are my friend. I knew that I would get you in the end.
Prison bitch, prison bitch.
I guess that you were sent from up above.
I'm your prison bitch, your prison bitch, and you're a sex machine.
Uh-huh.
I only have but one request. How about some Vaseline?
Shut up!
I'm tired of this prison cell. I need to get away. They sentenced me to 7 years, not seven times a day. I'm your prison bitch, your prison bitch, you nymphomaniac.
Come
in. I really hate these knockers that you've tattooed on my back. I thought that I could break away, but now I'm losing hope. God, I'm tired of picking up the soap.
Bend over, prison bitch. Prison bitch.
Turn out the lights, 'cause I can hardly wait.
Prison bitch.
When I get out, I'm ready to go straight.
You're my prison bitch, my prison bitch. I'll never say goodbye. You're not like all the others. Too bad they had to die.
On second thought, I think I'll stay. If you want me to. Your prison bitch is never leaving you.
Yeah, at first you were my cellmate, but now you're my soulmate. So come here, baby, come here.
Oh, no, not again. Now I know why they call you a heart criminal.
Hang on, you're about to find out why they call this the pokey.
Well, if that's a request, I guess we just had our first call-in request. Through RTT. That was weird. That was really fucking funny. I hope everybody heard that. We appreciate to the technical help. Anywho, where were we at? Oh, yeah, we were going to start talking about geeks, but all the shit that's been going on. For those of you who are... you know, one of our listeners and stuff like that. You know that we're into things such as D&D and stuff. And this week, actually, in the Gen Con down in Indiana, because everybody knows all the gamers love to go to Indy fucking Anna. That's weird. Why fucking Indiana? I mean, come on. Okay, thank you. At least I don't feel so stupid. I got the phone. Anywho... players of the role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons have cause to celebrate. No, they're not finally moving out of their parents' basement. No. This year marks the game's 30th birthday. Can you believe that shit's been around for 30 years? The game's anniversary will be celebrated at the upcoming Gen Con Game Fair in Indianapolis. It's through 19th through 22nd, so if you haven't gone, go, if you're near there, I guess. But the game's creators at the Wizards of the Coast, which isn't right. I forget who the original creators are. What definitely was not Wizards of the Coast. I want to say TCS or something like that. Yep, they have a few cards up their sleeve celebrating the milestone. In October, a coffee tables book of D&D's history will be published, which contains game-playing celebrity anecdotes from stars like Daily Show correspondent Stephen Colbert, Mark Tremonti, former band member of Creed, and former band member of Creed. Isn't like all of Creed now someone else, and then the former band member is the guy who started Creed? Anywho. Also, I love this. The foreword will be written by... Yeah. How can you be a former when the whole band just went tits up? Anyhow, as I was trying to say, the foreword will be written by 25-year veteran player Vin Diesel. Fucking Vin Diesel is a huge D&D fan. I would have never figured it out. How so? Can you imagine Vin Diesel, though, casting Magic Missile? Think about that. Just a thought. How so? Yeah, really? Well, he doesn't have, like, you know, Arnold-based lines. I'll be back, you know, hasta la vista and all that good shit. He doesn't have any of that, you know. The only thing I saw close to anything near that was maybe The Rock with that one movie where he's in. I just watched it like last week while, you know, Smack was getting fucking plastered. But anyhow, I think that's pretty much going to start wrapping stuff up because we've got to do a turnover. Vin fucking Diesel's a D&D player. I don't know what's not to get over. I mean, it's just a D&D player. Exactly, it's just fucking D&D. You know, you just found out that this guy who does, like, really macho action movies plays fucking D&D. What are you, a little let down here? Well, apparently he is. I mean, he's been playing for 25 fucking years. What? I roll 10. Ain't that the truth? All right. God, that would be kind of funny. Like a movie of gamers. Can you imagine that? It'd be like Clerks, you know, black and white, only in one really set location. Here we go. He always had a goal of moving out of his parents' basement. But now, the dream is a reality. And dun-dun-dun, some exciting music or something. Watch him. Roll initiative. that's great. Anywho. Yeah, I'm pretty much spent. I think we were so stressed out about getting here and doing it, I mean, we just kind of shot our fucking wand way early and had technical glitches, of course, the learning curve. But hopefully we'll be back next week. We'll try it one more time. Where are you? I guess that'd be the perfect world now, wouldn't it? So... No, we do not need any more disgusting prawn music. What do we have? What do we have here? No more of that hacker soundtrack. Is it? Oh, you're right. Jesus. All right, folks, why don't we go ahead and start doing the acknowledgments for the show? Why don't you could you cue up the finale? Cue up the finale. Wrong finale. God. When you start hearing bagpipes, no, no, wrong one. We're dead again. No, no, we're not going away for a long time this time. Okay, what do I want to do first? First off, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio, put together by myself, Trencher, and my co-host, Claude Balls, the Quadraphonic Ayatollah. If you want to find us, it's every week, spankwagon.net. If you want to listen to us every week, I should say, it is go to spankwagon.net, click to listen. Cam and Chad is also available for everyone. You're kidding. Why do we have to cut the phone? I'm in my closing. We're in the closing. I'm going to give him a chance. Also want to say a big thank you to the studios here at LV Rocks for allowing us to play in their backyard. So I do appreciate that. Also want to say a big thank you to Mr. Man for helping me set up spankwagon.net, the server. And I think that's pretty much it for acknowledgments. We'll be back next week. You know the time, you know the place. Spankwagon.net. I'm Trencher. Also, I want to say this out next on anybody who tunes to the LV Rock stations. Up next is King Hesh, the Heir Apparent. You'll see when you see him out in the green room. Anywho, Spank Wagon Radio, I'm Trencher. Thank you very much for tuning in.